Tema tega tedna pa je seveda bila izvolitev republikanskega kandidata Donalda Trumpa kot naslednji predsednik Združenih držav Amerike. Nekateri v Avstraliji so pozdravili novico, eni so predlagali, da odnosi z Združenimi državami se ne bodo spremenili, drugi vidijo nekatere posledice za Avstralijo. Kako pa so avstralski politični voditelji reagirali na novico? To posebno prilogo je pripravila novinarka SBS-a Brianna Roberts. To je bila ena izmed najbolj prepirljivih volitvenih kampanj v zgodovini Združenih držav Amerike, ampak je avstralski ministrski predsednik Malcolm Turnbull takoj po razglasitvi dobitnika poudaril, da imata državi podobne interese. Turnbull je čestitil novemu predsedniku Donaldu Trumpu in izjavil, da zavezništvo med državama bo ostala nespremenjena.
Politicians and governments, congressmen, senators, prime ministers and cabinets will come and go according to the will of the people of Australia and the United States. But the bond between our two nations, our shared common interests, are so committed that we will continue to work with our friends in the United States through the Trump administration, just as we have through the Obama administration, just as we always will.
Medtem ko voditelj zvezne opozicije bil šoten, je že prej kritiziral Trumpa in ga opisal kot norega. Ampak laboristični poslanec Richard Miles je za Sky News povedal, da pričakuje, da bo avstralska vlada delala z novo administracijo, da spodbujemo avstralske interese.
Now that we have the result that every aspect of the Australian system is working very feverishly to work with the new administration around issues that we need to advocate, and principal amongst those is advocating for an ongoing presence of America in the East Asian time zone.
Nekateri pa so bili živahni v svojih čestitkah. Voditeljica stranke One Nation, Pauline Hanson, je odprla šampanjec s svojim kolegom Malcolmom Robertsom na dvorišču parlamentarne hiše in nazdravila zmagi. Opisala je, da politična pot Trumpa je podobna njeni poti.
It's about people power. Yeah. He was put down by the media, by even his own party, the Republicans who didn't want him, and the Democrats. Mm. And it's all about, you know, the people have seen through all that, and they're saying we want change in our country.
Trumpa je obljubil, da bo v prvih 100 dneh mandata preklical Združene države Amerike iz Čez-tihomorskega trgovinskega sporazuma, ali kratica TPP. Senatorka Jackie Lambie pravi, da je to odprlo možnost za Avstralijo. Lambie je pohvalila Trumpa in ga opisala kot odkritega.
I note that President Trump is opposed to the TPP trade deal, which undermines Australia's sovereignty. And I simply say let's do a trade deal with America that benefits both our countries. After all, we're great friends and share a love of democracy and freedoms.
Trump je tudi obljubil pregledati ameriško vojaško zavezništvo za Avstralijo, Japonsko, Južno Korejo in tudi druge prijateljske države. Povedal je tudi, da zavezniki morajo plačati Združene države za njihovo varstvo in tudi grozi, da bodo dali 45% carino na vse predmete uvoženih iz Kitajske. Nekdani voditelj laboristov in veleposlanik v Združenih državah Amerike Kim Beasley je za ABC povedal, da misli, da bodo vprašali Avstralijo, da posreduje v odnosih med Združenimi državami Amerike in Azijo.
Great pressure is about to come on us because we are members of the only alliance his team unreservedly approves of. And because some of his initiatives are going to seriously disturb people in the East Asian and Southeast Asian area, they're going to look to us to play some sort of mitigating role.